Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, first this afternoon, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the Thornton Hall site in North Dublin would be a logical location to provide large-scale tented accommodation for those seeking international protection. He said it was a matter for the Department of Integration to bring forward specific proposals for the site, which encompasses more than 160 acres and could take up to 4 weeks to prepare. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Aubrey McCarthy, the founder of Chiglin. And Aubrey, you're welcome. Putting tented accommodation for asylum seekers at Thornton Hall, what do you think of it?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I think any improvement on sleeping in a tent by a canal is a step in the right direction. I know Thornton Hall, it's 160 acres, it's owned by the Department of Justice, and they're talking about providing a refurbishment of the entire site. So if the government, if they're looking at places like Thornton Hall as part of a journey towards more suitable accommodation, then it's a solution-focused that we're happy with. But I think let's not just settle for substandard accommodation and pretend that longer term that's okay. We can't have shanty towns. We can't have tenements. So it's important to look for a system that makes the entire migration system sustainable, as was quoted earlier.
So would you be concerned that the tents that are put in Thornton Hall would remain tents, that we might end up with tented accommodation into the long term?
You know, even with your own family, you go camping and it's lovely for a weekend, it's lovely for a week. But I mean, to spend 6 months in a tent is crazy long term. So we have to look at long term solutions. But I do agree with what the Taoiseach said earlier about Mount Street. It became a health issue and we must avoid that at all costs. If you look at the canal, the tents that are there, they are without sanitation. So where are these people using, what are these people using as a toilet? But the problem with discussions around tents for people like myself that work for charities takes away and it makes invisible again. So what we do at the Lighthouse, we help people, done so for decades, people that come to us looking for help that are living on the streets. At the moment, a lot of them seem to be IPAs.
Okay, and speaking of the people who are living on the streets, we're hearing reports that there are now 100 tents back again on the banks of the Grand Canal. I don't know, what are you hearing from the men who are sleeping there?
I know there was 57 there on Tuesday. That went up to 90 yesterday around that. So I presume it's around 100 today. But remember, people sleep in clusters to be safe and to be visible. And it's a way sort of asking the public to watch over them. And a lot of these people have fled Afghanistan, Palestine, etc. And they're vulnerable and often traumatized. So if you can imagine, they're trying to stay in clusters to feel safe. But however, what we're seeing is it looks awful. You're looking at villages of tents. But also, the hygiene conditions are absolutely demoralising. One thing we work very well with is with safety net. And in the last number of weeks, we're seeing people coming in with scabies, with skin conditions, with coughs, and a number with pneumonia. And so that's from living on the street. And remember, disease spreads quickly when people are confined in clusters with no access to clean sanitation. So it's important that the problem around this, it needs to remember the human face. And I believe that with the government looking for a sustainable solution to the migration system, that's hugely welcome.
I know Taoiseach Simon Harris said today that when the tents were on Mount Street a couple of weeks ago, he said we came, quote, very, very, very close to a public health emergency being declared. Now when we look again at up to 100 tents back on the Grand Canal, do you think we're nearly in that situation again?
Well, it's not as bad as Mount Street, no. But I will say we have people coming into the Lighthouse and they're queuing up to use the toilet. And you know they're going to be washing and that's what they need. And then we have to sanitise the area again. And it reminds me of the quote from Desmond Tutu, where we need to stop just pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream and find out where they're falling in. And I think that's what we need to do. Find out where the asylum immigration system can be made sustainable.
And just finally then, Aubrey, on this idea of Thornton Hall, and if the government can get that up and running in the next couple of weeks, do you think that the asylum seekers will stay there? Because we have seen some of those who were brought to sites outside of the city, you know, Crooksling and other sites such as that, they just left, they came back into the city, they weren't happy in sort of more remote locations.
I think if the infrastructure is there, it's just the unknown. So when it's unknown, people won't settle because they feel in a city centre they've everything around them. Whereas out in a field somewhere, if there's no bus routes, etc., it won't work. So with the proper supports, I believe it could work. But also with the proper communication, you're dealing with a lot of people beside the canal, for example, that don't have a word of English. So you're trying to tell them, listen, we're going to put you in a field. It's not the most attractive. So definitely a focus needs to be put on making this attractive, making it sustainable, and making it work.
Aubrey McCarthy, founder of Chiglin, thank you very much for joining us this evening.